This is Bloomberg Best. I'm Pim Fox, broadcasting from the 2015 Massachusetts Conference for Women in Boston. Municipal bond insurers lost their AAA ratings after the financial crisis and are now back in the headlines because of their large exposure to Puerto Rican debt. National Public Finance Guarantee, a subsidiary of MBIA, has $3.87 billion of gross par exposure to Puerto Rican debt. The company's new head of capital markets, Tom Metzl, spoke with Bloomberg Radio's Taylor Riggs on the monoline's ability to cover payments in the event of a default by any of the island's issuers, and also how the monoline is working towards an upgrade.
You've transitioned from the buy side to bond insurance. You were managing billions of dollars. Now you're basically going out and having to sell your product and convince the market that NPFG is worth it. How is the transition going?
It's been an interesting role reversal. I went from managing billions of dollars and having people want to do business with me because of that, and now I'm going out asking people to do business with us. So it's been a fun experience, but I can draw upon a lot of what I had previously been doing at Eaton Vance in trying to get people to buy some of our mutual funds, and now trying to get people to buy into the value proposition, which is National Public Finance Guarantee Insurance.
Okay, so how difficult has it been for NPFG to gain market share? I mean, you're AA minus, the other bond insurers are AA. What's the market share you're going after?
It's been more difficult than it should be because people misunderstand the AA minus rating. It has nothing to do with our financial strength or our claims paying ability. Since the financial crisis, the rating criteria has evolved and changed, and that minus is simply to do with our market share and our brand awareness and our market penetration. So we believe that once we continue to do more business, we're going to get rid of that minus and be on par with our competitors. We have AAA claims paying ability. We're actually a stronger company today than we were back in 07, back when we were AAA.
So some of the ways you're trying to gain market share is through the secondary insurance business. How is that going? What are your penetration rates in that so far this year?
We've actually done more business in each successive quarter over the last year. And in fact, for the first 2 months of this quarter, we did more than we did in the previous quarter. And a lot of that has been in secondary. In the third quarter, half of our deals were secondarily insured. In this quarter, we've done 17 deals, of which 8 have been in the secondary market. We continue to do business with more and more firms. People are becoming aware that we're active in participating in the market, and we think that's going to portend a lot more new business and build into doing more primary market business as well.
So part of getting more business is depending on that upgrade from S&P. Have they given you any indication of when you can expect an upgrade or the dollar amount of new business that you need to do in order to get there?
S&P has not given us a definitive percentage in terms of market share, nor a dollar amount of business that we need to write. They've told us we need to stay moving forward in each successive quarter, which, as I previously explained, we're continuing to do. And so we don't have a number that's specific, but we do know that S&P is monitoring the business that we're writing, the policies that we're insuring, the bonds we're insuring, and the policies we're writing. So we're just going to continue to move forward and write more and more business each successive quarter. And we think eventually S&P is going to provide us with that upgrade, but they have not given us a specific time frame as of yet.
Okay, so more business in the future quarters means that you might potentially be dealing with higher rates if the Fed does indeed raise rates next week. So higher rates and higher spreads should mean bigger fees. But as the economy improves and credit quality improves, is the need for bond insurance still there?
Absolutely. In fact, we're one of the few people who may be rooting for higher rates because that means we have the potential to do more business and potentially have a greater opportunity with respect to credit spreads and the yield curve arbitrage, which is how the insurance model works. The simple fact is there will always be bond issues that need insurance. So when you look at the credit spectrum and you look at the triple B and the single A, there are still billions of dollars of bonds available for insurance. So as rates rise, as credit spreads widen, we think our market share is going to improve dramatically, and we think the penetration of insurance overall is going to improve dramatically.
That's Tom Metzold, Managing Director and Head of Capital Markets for the National Public Finance Guarantee Corporation. He spoke with Bloomberg Radio's Taylor Riggs.